Do not expect your VA to be the one to create your social media strategy. Yes, your VA can bring great ideas to the table, and if they have experience doing similar work, they can for sure provide a second pair of eyes and bring really good ideas that can help your business's social media presence. I don't doubt that one bit. But there are a few things that you need to have ready from your perspective and from your side that you can hand your VA and say, hey, look, we've created all of these assets. This is the direction that you're going to follow with our social media strategy. Welcome to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy, where we show you how to dominate every area of life and business. Let's get winning. Welcome back to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy. In today's episode, you are hanging out with just me, Cindy. And in this solo episode, I am going to be chatting with you all about how to use a virtual assistant or a VA for social media. Now, I get asked this question a lot. How do I be consistent on social media? There's so many moving parts. What should I be doing? How can I outsource this? I mean, the works. I've used a VA for my social media, organic reach, posting, just being consistent. I've used a VA probably for the last 3 to 4 years. And let me tell you, it has not only freed up my time, it's also allowed me to be more consistent and truly build an online presence that I am proud of and that contributes to our company as a whole. Now, if you are just tuning in to this series, this is part 3 of a 4-part series on how to use virtual assistants to supercharge your business. If you have not listened to episode 1, where we gave you the overview of why VAs are important, how you can utilize them in your business, all the different areas, and part 2 on how to use a VA for show rates and close rates, then go back to those episodes. I'll link them below here as well. Go listen to those because we dished out just so much value on how VAs can help to supercharge your business in those areas. But today specifically, we are talking about using VAs. When I say VA, I simply mean a virtual assistant. How to use them for social media. If you're not familiar with what a VA is, a VA, virtual assistant, is simply an online freelancer that is working with your business. A lot of VAs work on an hourly basis. Some of them work per project. So that is something that you determine with your VA. What we are talking about specifically in this series is VAs that are hired from abroad. So they're outside of the US and Canada. Our VAs are mostly from the Philippines and from India. But I mean, there's so many different countries that you can get VAs from. We hire from Upwork, Online Jobs, PH, so many different platforms that you can find amazing, amazing talent. And if you want to know the whole overview of how, why, cost, etc., go to part 1. Lock it on that. All the value was dished out in part 1. So let's dive in, ladies and gents, into how to use a virtual assistant for social media specifically. One of the rules that I use when it comes to hiring really any role or position in the company, and more specifically for VAs, is the rule of process. And this simply means if I'm going to hire somebody to take over a role that I was previously doing, or to fill a seat, I am going to make sure that I have a process very clearly laid out that VA can jump into, follow the process, execute, and get the results that are expected. The reason why most VAs or virtual assistants do not produce, work out, all of the above, is because the manager or the people hiring them are not giving them specific KPIs, metrics, or processes to follow to achieve said outcome. We hear this all the time. I hired a VA and they didn't work. I hired a VA and they couldn't produce the outcomes that I wanted, or I hired a VA and they didn't deliver. And 90% of the time when I hear this, I know the reason is because they did not provide the VA with a proven process to follow to achieve said outcome or result. So the rule of process is something that I want you to follow when you are hiring a VA for any part of your business. Now let's look at it specifically with regards to hiring a VA for social media. There's 4 parts to this. Part 1, I'm going to walk you through what to look for when hiring a VA. Part two, we're going to talk about your social media strategy that you are going to create. Part three, we're going to look at onboarding your new VA. And then part four is the technology and communication. So let's dive into each of these four parts. Make sure that you are taking notes because I'm going to go into pretty much in-depth detail on how we do it at Pima, how I did it for our brand, how we do it for the takeover brand. I'm going to lay out our entire process. I'm not going to leave anything out in this episode. So take notes. I think this is going to be really helpful for you all. So part one, what to look for when you are hiring a VA for social media specifically. Well, first, you want somebody that is familiar with the platforms that you are choosing to post on. If you decide that your main channels that you want to be consistent on are LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, make sure that the VA that you hire is familiar with those platforms, okay? Because they will understand the nuances of the platform, engagement, the type of posts that perform well on that platform. So it's really good to have somebody that has familiarity. If the VA does not, it's not to say that they won't do a good job, but it is helpful to have someone that is familiar with the platforms that you are choosing. I know some people love Pinterest and they get great results from Pinterest, great engagement. If that is the place that you want to be consistent on and that is where you are building your brand, find a VA that has experience using, posting, being a social media manager for Pinterest, because that's going to allow them to give you a second pair of eyes on what you're doing. And there's less of a learning curve when it comes to the do's and don'ts of that platform. The second part to that on what to look for when hiring a VA is project management experience. And ladies and gents, this is key. This really goes for any VA you are hiring, but specifically for social media, there's often a lot of moving parts. From the creative to the copy to how, when, where do we post, all of the above, there's so many moving parts. And when a VA has project management experience, it means that they know how to manage and to really drive a project from ideation to completion. I found that the VAs that I've hired that have performed the best are really good at project management. That is a skill that is just a game changer if your VA can have it, because it's going to make your job as the manager, the person that's overseeing, a lot easier, because your VA is going to drive every social media project forward and they know how to interact at every point in a project timeline. Trust me, this is key and it's going to help in the long run and really help with keeping things super organized for you and your team. The third thing that I look for is graphic design and or copywriting skills. This is an added extra because we're going to talk about specifically what areas you want your VA to do and not to do in this entire social media process. But I found VAs that have performed the best for me and my team have been VAs that are great at graphic design. So when I have an idea on a graphic that I want created, I tell the VA, they create it, and then we can go back and forth on copy and the rest of it. But graphic design in a social media VA position is fantastic because they have the creativity. They can utilize your brand colors, logos, and all of the above to create the graphics and then to post. And I know some people will come back and say, well, Cindy, social media management, graphic design, copywriting, they're all very, very different skills. Should I look for one person to fulfill on each? And my short answer is no. It can actually be one person, because when it comes to social media management, I think the main skill that I'm looking for is how good are you with design? If the main things that I'm posting are videos, I probably want to look at, are you great at video editing? Because that specific skill is going to take a lot off of my plate and our team's plate if they can execute on that. And then, of course, things like writing copy, if that is something that you want your VA to do, great copywriting skills are always, always helpful. I am not too much a fan of how ChatGPT writes captions, at the time of this recording at least. So I would want somebody that can create captions, that is pretty much okay with at least coming up with the initial ideas for a caption, that can respond to comments with good grammar, and then I can always go in and make edits to a caption if I need to, And of course, as I'm going to walk you through down the line, there's a process for approval before things go out. So those are the things that I look for in a social media VA. And of course, if you have very different needs, so maybe you post mostly videos on your pages and you're like, hey, I want somebody that's really good at just editing videos and getting them out. Maybe you swap one of these skills out for video editing. So customize these, but when I'm looking for a VA for social media, I look for familiarity with the platforms that I want to post on, project management experience so that they can take care of everything on the back end. And then the third, if they have those two skills, graphic design and copywriting, I will generally be able to put them through my process and they'll be able to execute on that role really well. So now I've posted the job, I've potentially had some interviews with potential VAs, and I've hired somebody. I now want to go into part two, which is your social media strategy. Hey there, make sure that you are staying on top of your game by following the show. Hit that subscribe button for The Takeover with Tim and Cindy wherever you are listening. Let's get winning together. So keep in mind, ladies and gents, as I mentioned, the rule of process in the beginning, do not expect your VA to be the one to create your social media strategy. Yes, your VA can bring great ideas to the table, and if they have experience doing similar work, they can for sure provide a second pair of eyes and bring really good ideas that can help your business's social media presence. I don't doubt that one bit. But there are a few things that you need to have ready from your perspective and from your side that you can hand your VA and say, hey, look, we've created all of these assets. This is the direction that you're going to follow with our social media strategy. So let's talk about a few of these things that you want to have handy that you can give your social media VA so they can help you with executing on being consistent on social media and boosting your brand presence. So the first thing that I want to create is a calendar or a timeline. So think of this simply as how many times are you going to post on your social media platforms every week? Maybe you develop a cadence that you want to post 3 times a week on all your social media platforms. What type of posts do you want those to be? For example, I could say, hey, once a week, I want you to post a customer testimonial. Another time a week, I want you to post a graphic that talks about some kind of key value that we can deliver to our clients. Maybe an educational post or something that gives them relevant information. The third time a week, I want to do more of a personal post so that I can really engage with my audience. So because I've written that out in advance, we post 3 times a week, and these are the 3 types of posts that we do, that gives my VA a very clear checklist on what they have to deliver every week for my approval so that we can be consistent on social media. If you leave that up to chance and you just say, hey, post as much as you like, you may get 1 post a week, you may get 10 posts a week, there's no consistency. So with your social media strategy, you can literally put this on one document to hand to your VA. Tell them how many times a week you want to post with what type of post. Second, you want to develop a brand or style guide. And I don't want you to go crazy here. It's not as complicated as it sounds. I'm going to make it really, really simple. Put in one place your company logos, the colors of your brand, and if you can have the color codes, even better, just paste that onto that document. If you have inspiration of other pages that you like, that you want to grab inspiration from, you can link those pages or websites there as well. The purpose of the brand or style guide is to give your VA some guidance into the type of posts that you like and the type of posts that you want to stay away from. So visually, this gives them pretty much what we call a style guide or style direction. And this is really, really helpful. And every time I've given this to my VAs, they were like, so easy to execute on creating posts because we know the type of posts that you like. So this is really helpful. Grab some inspiration. Maybe you go back to some of your previous posts that worked really well, that were right on brand, and you put all of these into one place so your VA can have an overview of your brand or style guide. And then the third thing that we want to put in our social media strategy are our brand pillars. This is going to be really helpful as you are determining not only your calendar and the timeline, but also what does your brand represent? I like to give my VAs some creative direction or some direction on how I want things done. But I also like to give them the freedom to come up with some new ideas. Because again, if a VA has done social media before, if they're up to date with the trends and what's happening on social media, they're going to bring some really good ideas to the table. So where the brand pillars come into place is it helps keep them aligned with what type of posts do you want going out on your behalf. So here's an example. My brand pillars for my page at Cindy Makita, go check me out on Instagram. 3 things. 1 is outbound marketing. The 2nd is entrepreneurship. And the 3rd is motivation. So every single one of my posts, if you go and you scroll, you have a look, every one of them is related to one of these 3 brand pillars. It's either something related to marketing or something related to entrepreneurship or something motivational, inspirational that has to do with maybe goal setting, peak performance, something of the likes. So brand pillars, again, helps keep your VA aligned with your brand. So anytime they're creating a new post, they know it's aligned with one of those 3 pillars. You can have anywhere from 3 to 5 brand pillars. So maybe, you know, your page is all about goal setting. Maybe your page is about doing amazing in your relationships, like relationship advice. So maybe your page is on how to build a really sustainable business. So sustainability and systems, longevity are your brand pillars. Create 3 to 5. Think about these up front. And what's great about this is once you create this strategy, this one pager with your calendar timeline, your brand and style guide, your brand pillars, anytime you hire a new VA or maybe you have to replace them or any really new marketing person that you bring on your team, you can give them this social media strategy and they'll be able to execute on it. And it's so powerful because once you create this, unless you do a complete overhaul on your brand, you can always refer back to this strategy. So let's recap. I know what to look for when hiring a social media VA. I've developed my social media strategy. Potentially, I've already gone through the hiring process and hired somebody. I'm now going to onboard my new VA. So I'm going to give them that one pager, that strategy that I created, and they'll be able to read through it, potentially meet with me one-on-one so I can explain it to them and see if they have any questions on it. And then we can get to work. Remember, ladies and gents, do not expect your virtual assistant to come up with the strategy on their own. This is where the majority of the success and failure of a virtual assistant comes into play. It is not about how well a VA does or whether they have the skills or not. It truly is how well you, as the manager and leader, deliver the information, provide the strategy, and hold them accountable to certain metrics and KPIs. That can be the success and failure of whether your virtual assistant works out or not. So make sure in your onboarding, you give them that strategy that you've already created. You meet with them one-on-one so that you can clarify any questions that they have and make sure that you both are aligned. And once you've onboarded your new VA, then we're taking it to that next and last step, which is technology and communication. Now the tech. Of course, if it's a virtual assistant, you all are communicating virtually. So there's a few things that I want you to think about with regards to technology, what tools you should be using, and how you should communicate with your social media VA on an ongoing basis. First, I recommend picking a project management tool that is simply somewhere where you are going to house your projects and your tasks. Each new item that you have or new post that you're going to create is going to get a different task, a due date, an assignee. We use Asana internally and we have been using it for a long time. There are some other really great project management tools like Monday, ClickUp, and so many more. But pick one that you are familiar with or that you can get comfortable with if you haven't used one in the past and start to implement the use of this project management tool. Trust me, if you are not yet using one of these, it is going to be a game changer. It's going to help you keep things really organized with your VA. Again, as I mentioned, every new post or every new campaign that you're going to run, it's going to get its own project. You can assign a task, a deadline. You all will be able to communicate through that project management software as well. We've just found it so helpful in keeping things organized when we have a project management tool, and there's no confusion as to when things are due, when things are going out, and there's an entire process you can do with that. I'm not going to go too much into it in this episode, but select one. Choose a project management tool where you'll be able to coordinate with your VA and manage your social media projects. Next, you want to think about, how do we communicate on a day-to-day? If your VA has questions, what's the best way for them to reach out to you? Is it through Slack, which our team uses internally? Is it through email, WhatsApp? Determine the best avenue for just regular communication on a day-to-day basis. Having that clearly defined upfront is going to ensure a really smooth relationship between you and your VA. Next, what does content approvals look like? This is an important part in communication. So say your VA creates this awesome post, they have the graphic, they have the captions. What do you want the content approval to look like? I always recommend that you review every single post before it goes out. That's just a rule that I have internally. I think it will be really helpful for you as well to monitor what is going out on your behalf on these social media pages. So internally, it looks like this. My team will create a post. We use Buffer, buffer.com. That's BUFFER.com. Just so we're clear and there's no confusion with my accent. So buffer.com is what we use for posting schedule and content approvals. So we'll do the initial communication in Asana. Once that's all approved, my team will upload it into Buffer. I'll do a final review in Buffer of the graphic and the caption before it goes out. So it's best for you to determine, what does content approval looks like? Do you want to use a scheduling tool like Buffer? Do you prefer that you give your social media VA access to your accounts as a user and they can post on your behalf? Just determine what the content approval looks like. And again, I always recommend that you review every piece of content before it goes out. I've heard some really crazy stories of things going out and it not being what the owner wanted. So just make sure that you have established that content approval communication with your VA upfront. And lastly, you want to schedule the content and post. As I mentioned, figure out the best way to have your VA post your content, be it through a scheduling tool or simply directly through your social media channels. So with this part, we want to develop upfront very clear communication guidelines, clear communication protocols, so there's no confusion. And one thing I've learned with leading a remote team is that it is often the communication where people fall short and where things get lost in the mix. So if you can determine really clear communication guidelines and protocols, it is going to be such a joy to work with your VA, because things are clear up front. When things are clear, nothing gets missed, everybody's on the same page, and it truly lends to a great VA experience because you've developed what you want that communication to look like up front. So those are the four parts, ladies and gents. Again, we looked at what to look for when hiring a VA for social media specifically. We looked at your social media strategy, creating your one pager that has your calendar and timeline, your brand or style guide, and your brand pillars. We also looked at what it looks like to onboard your new VA and your technology and communication protocols. Where should questions be sent? How do you and your VA communicate? What does posting the content look like? I really hope that this was helpful. And remember, you can use your VA to create graphics, create videos, post the content, create captions. There's so many different areas that your VA can support on social media. The biggest thing is, and always remember, the rule of process. Give them a process to follow, because that is how you ensure that your VA sees success. I also recommend that you batch create your content. This has been a game changer for me. I mean, even this episode has been batch recorded, so it's super helpful. We do it with all of our content. Have your VA create 4 to 5 posts up front, or have them create a month's worth of content up front. That is going to help you be more consistent so that you're not week after week trying to chase posting and trying to be consistent. Batch creating content upfront is super helpful for being consistent on social media. Now at Pima, what we do is we equip businesses with the systems they need to have predictable lead generation in their business, so they never have to worry about where their next lead and client is going to come from. And a big part of that, of what we do, is we hire, train, and place a virtual assistant for appointment setting specifically in your business, so that we teach them the process. So we follow what we teach. We teach them a proven process on how to get leads for your business using direct outreach. We place them in your business and you have a system and a VA that's going to continue to produce leads for you week over week and month over month. So if you want to learn more on how we can place somebody on your team to get leads with highly vetted decision makers so that you can grow and scale, click the link that is in the show notes of this episode. We still have part 4 coming up on the series of how to use virtual assistants in your business. And again, if you haven't listened to part 1 and 2, make sure you go back and listen to those as well. I do hope that this episode was useful. If it was, send me a DM on Instagram at Cindy Makita. Follow us at Tim and Cindy Dodd on social media as well. And we'll see you soon. Bye for now.